Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hello, everybody. I'm Morgan Cunningham, WTIC News Talk 1080. And we're going to start off with a shout-out. Remember when we started the program, which was just, what, 4 weeks ago? Was it only 4 weeks ago? It's hard for me to believe that it was actually 4 weeks ago. But I did promise that when WTIC gets some kind of a mention, if I find out that a business is playing WTIC News Talk 1080, they will get a shout-out. Well, in this case, WTIC News Talk 1080 and me and my new program, Spotlight Connecticut, were mentioned in some press, got a little bit of media attention this week, which was pretty cool. I definitely appreciate it. If you're just a casual listener, you might not be too familiar with thelaurelconnecticut.com. That is thelaurelct.com. But basically, the Connecticut Laurel is an outlet, an online publication, an online resource for people who are interested in what's going on in media here in Connecticut. So whether you're interested in some happenings involving a newspaper, whether it's big or small, a radio station, a lot of TV happens to get kind of mentioned and talked about in the Laurel. So if there's any kind of news involving media, it gets mentioned in the Laurel, Connecticut. And WTIC News Talk 1080 hasn't gotten much of a mention in the Laurel in a while. And it just so happened, somebody sent me a link a few days ago. They said, Morgan, did you see this? And it was a link to the Laurel, and I saw the WTIC News Talk 1080 logo there, so I click it. I'm interested in reading what it has to say. And basically, it was a little blurb that was about the WTIC News Department, and basically the article is thanking us for continuing to crank out info every half hour. And so I definitely appreciate that because I'm in the news department, but I also gave a little shout-out and a little promotion, a little tease, if you will, for Spotlight Connecticut, saying that it airs 2 to 3 on Saturdays and talks about what's fun about Connecticut. And that is definitely the goal. That is what I hope to bring every single week to this program. This is only the fourth episode. I have so many more things that I want to do. I'm ambitious, right? I'm only 4 episodes in, and I'm thinking about, like, what to do next summer. So there's lots of growth to be had here, and if you're new to the program, if you're checking it out every week, if you like the guests that I've had so far, a medium, a matchmaker, a musician, the 3 M's, we're going to break the M trend this week, okay? But if you like the different topics that we've been bringing on, because there's so much to talk about, there is so much going on here in our state, I know that we all complain. I have my complaints about Connecticut, okay? Nothing is perfect, and no person is perfect. No state is perfect, okay? But this is an opportunity for us to put aside our problems, to put aside our complaints, and be inquisitive. and have fun. So if you're joining Spotlight Connecticut very early on in this audience, you are part of something totally new, totally untried in recent years, at least in Connecticut radio. Long, in-depth conversations about fun, off-the-beaten-path topics. So hopefully you're enjoying it as much as I am. As old Rush Limbaugh used to say, having more fun than a human should be allowed to have. Well, it's true. I'm having a lot more fun than I should be allowed to have with this talk show. And this week, we're going to have a lot of fun talking about... Ready? I'm going to do a little drum roll. Can you hear it? I don't know if you can hear it. I just tried to drum roll. The microphone's a little far away. But we are going to talk about square dancing. And it's not the square dancing that you predict that I'm going to be talking about. I'm not going to be taking you to a barn in the backwoods on some property that's 500 acres where a bunch of guys are going to be in overalls and throwing hay. I like that description. We're going to use that a few times during the show today. I promise you that. But we are going to talk about how there's an underground square dancing group here in Connecticut that has modernized dancing. They're not dancing to fiddle music. They're dancing to modern hits, 80s, 90s, now pop hits, right? And they're having a good time. And not only is it here in Connecticut, it's actually around the country and it's around the world. And it's happening here in the state. We're going to talk about it.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, this is Cindy in Lebanon, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Well, today we're going to have a lot of fun on Spotlight Connecticut because we're going to be talking about dancing. Now, you might think that, okay, this is radio. We can't actually see the dancing. What's the point, Morgan? Well, we can actually talk about the dancing. We could describe it. There are lots of stories to go around the dancing tales and dancing information, so you don't actually have to necessarily see it in the interview, but we're just going to have a good time talking about dancing. And something tells me that you probably don't know that Connecticut has a lot of square dancing going on, and it might not be the square dancing that you're thinking of, right? You're probably thinking about something going on in a barn in West Virginia. Well, that's not quite what's going on here in Connecticut when you hear the words square dancing. Let's bring on Bill, and Bill Mager is somebody who has been square dancing now for many years. Since what, the 1980s, Bill?
1976.
Okay, I was close. 76. Wow, that's a lot of square dancing. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Morgan. Appreciate it.
We're happy to have you here. Tell everybody what you do in connection with this topic today, square dancing.
The type of square dancing that we do is called modern Western square dancing, and I've been teaching since 1980. I've been calling the same amount of time. It's a lot of fun, and we really enjoy it. And I've been doing it since I was a kid.
And we also have one of your square dancers on the line joining us for today's episode of Spotlight Connecticut. Deb Sweeney is her name, and she's quite a square dancer. I've seen her in action. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Morgan. How are you? Congratulations on your new show.
Oh, thank you so much. I know you've been a big fan for a long time.
It's nice to watch you come along. You're doing great, and we're happy to get to hear you on the radio.
Oh, thank you so much, Deb. You know, Bill, I want to know how this all got started for you in becoming a square dancer. I mean, what made you go to one of these events and start learning the dance way back in 76?
I was forced to go.
Forced?
My parents were square dancers, and they heard about a teen group actually opening up, and they told my sister and myself that we had to go at least twice. And if we didn't like it, we didn't have to go back. Well, I went the first time, and we really had a great time. And both sister and I said, this is great. We really want to go back. And so they didn't need to force us any longer. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, could you describe what you liked about it so much those first two times you went square dancing in this modern form?
I think what attracted me to it so much was that it's a puzzle. You're taught individual moves, and the caller, the man in charge, puts these moves together in a specific order that actually flows. But the next time he puts the same calls together, the same moves together, it's not in the same order. So you never know what's coming next. And I think that's what's kind of neat about the whole thing.
So we've done a little bit of introduction. I want to dig into the meat now of square dancing. When you've got a student and they're interested in square dancing, Bill, and I went to one of your events just a little over a week and a half ago in Glastonbury at the Buttonball Elementary School. You guys had some lessons for square dancing going on. We could talk about what I observed as well, but let's start with you. When you're up there calling and starting to teach the process of square dancing, could you explain where you begin? You've got a room full of people that might not know what they're doing. I didn't. You guys let me go and do some dancing to try it out. How do you guys start?
Basically, there's the basic calls. There's, allemand left, do-si-do, promenade, everything everybody thinks they know about square dancing. What I try to do the first night is to give them a really, really good time and change their perception of what they thought square dancing was going to be when they were forced by one of their friends or asked by one of their friends to come to the square dance. I try to change their perception about what square dancing is. And I think a lot of people, they come to the dance and they said, this is not what I expected.
What is the perception? What do people think when I say square dance on the radio? What are they picturing in their heads?
I think people picture a fiddle, a guy playing a fiddle, another guy in a cowboy outfit screaming calls, that stuff. And we're all in a barn throwing hay at each other in suspenders with bare feet. And that couldn't be farther from the truth, Morgan. That's not at all what we're about.
Well, I've got to say, and I'm going to bring Deb in here on the phone. Deb, when you invited me to come check one of these out and you said, Morgan, you should try this for an episode on Spotlight Connecticut. And I said, all right, I'm game. But you told me that this was nothing like what I expected. Do you remember when you told me that, Deb?
I do. And I believe that it really is nothing like you expected. It's, you know, people of all ages, of all, of all employment and student levels and, you know, just all different types of people come together and form a community of dancers. And while Bill is saying it's a puzzle, I think to me it's more like Simon Says while dancing. He's up there creating a puzzle because he needs to know where people need to be to get to where he wants them for the next call. But to me, I just need to remember the dance step and do what he tells me so that I can not mess up the game. And it's just, to me, a big game of Simon Says, and I really enjoy it.
Deb, could you tell me how you found out about this square dancing group that is going on here in Connecticut, but in other states in our country, and also around the world? That's what blew my mind. I didn't know that this was something beyond the club in Glastonbury, Enfield, Farmington, just to name some of the locations in state.
Yeah, I was looking into something to do socially, just to get out and get some exercise and meet people. Fortunately for me, it was before COVID, but now I think that's even more important after COVID, to get out and, you know, have some socialization, be part of a community area, especially after COVID, making some social connections. But I just wanted to get out and meet people and do things besides go to work and come home and, you know, do chores and housework and whatnot. So getting out to dance, meet people, the people that square dance, no matter where I have been to dance, have all been incredibly welcoming, fun loving, just really kind and considerate. It's a lot of fun.
I do want to point that out, because when I went to the event in Glastonbury, the lessons night that you had me come to, and you were looking around the room and you said, okay, well, they're a teenager and that person's retired, that person's a lawyer, over there is a banker, right? You've got all of these people, different walks of life, different stages of life, and they're all coming together to do this one event. And I should also mention, I did not really see anybody on their cell phone at any point in time, which I like, because everybody's always on their phone these days, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, phones are allowed in the building. We don't have any rules about anything like that, but certainly you're too busy dancing and having fun and being social. So it really is a great time.
Bill, I want to bring you on real quick. You were doing a lessons night when I went in Glastonbury, and then you guys got to go back to step one, right, so that I could jump in and I can learn a little bit. So how do lessons work? It runs from what, September to May?
Usually in Glastonbury, it runs from October to about the beginning of June. And then we have other dancing throughout the state that you can go to after that to keep your skills fresh. But it starts from, I guess what I want to say is you're taught a group of moves, and the next week we go over the same moves, and then we add a few moves. So it just keeps building on each other. So after a while, we know 72 calls or 86 calls, and then we just keep learning, and there really is no end. I've been in this activity for a long time. I still don't know everything since 1976, and I still don't know everything. That's what I think is really cool about it.
Deb, I was so nervous when you said, Morgan, let's get out there and dance, and Bill went to kind of lessons 101 for square dancing, so I could just kind of jump in and try it out for the talk show. And I was surprised, actually, by how easy it was. And you're telling me when I'm going, you know, we're on the sideline of the cafeteria, I guess it was, at the Buttonball Elementary School in Glastonbury. And you said, well, let's go do this, Morgan. And then you said to me that as long as you could tell your right and your left apart, you're able to go square dancing. And, you know, I guess that it does get more difficult as the lessons go on, but that was all I needed for the starter lesson.
And really, that's all you need for any lesson. You need to know your right and your left, and he teaches the caller, Bill, or whoever else is the caller, will teach you everything you need to know. It's just such a fun activity with so many great people.
Tell me, Deb, about some of the people that you've met and become friends with, because I know you have some friendships that you've made just because you went square dancing not too long ago.
I have several people that I'm close friends with. There's people that are, you know, that are nurses. There's people in the medical field. There's people that have their own businesses. There's people that are students. We have a student in junior high school. We have some high school students there. Homeschool students come and dance with us. We have many people that are retired. It's just a vast array of people, and everyone gets along, which is, you know, just a really amazing thing about it. You get a group of people together and everybody is supportive.
Have you gone to any of the travel events yet, Deb? Because these just aren't done in Glastonbury and Farmington. You could go to really anywhere.
Actually, yes. As I said, I started pre-COVID. So then during my set of lessons, we were shut down due to the COVID restrictions. And when we came back to being able to dance again publicly, there actually was it just timed it right that there was a convention. The New England convention happened to be on the Cape, and a bunch of us from our class and our club went to the convention on the Cape, and we had an absolute ball. There were always different rooms having different levels of dance. There was, you know, the beginner level, there was mainstream level, plus level, all the way on up to, you know, to advanced and challenge levels. But it was just that everybody was there to have a good time, and there was so much to learn, and just the physical activity, the mental activity, social, emotional support. I mean, it was just a lot of fun. And I'm actually looking forward to going to the New England convention this year, this coming April. It will be in Maine. Maine will get to host it for 2 years, and then Connecticut will be hosting it 2 years for the following 2 years. So I believe that's 2025 and 2026.
Bill, I want to know real quick about how these conventions work, how they pop up.
The New England convention that Deb was talking about is an annual event. And like she said, that the next 2 years, it's going to be in Maine. And we have clubs all over Maine, all over Vermont, all over New Hampshire, all over Massachusetts and Connecticut and Rhode Island. And we all get together, and there's many, many dancers and many, many callers that come together. The callers donate their time. They all call for this big bunch of dancers from the Northeast.
Has Connecticut ever hosted one of these conventions before, or is this a first?
Yeah, we worked on one quite a few years ago, at the Connecticut Convention Center. That was the one, I think it was there for 2 years. We had it there 2 years. It was a great time, but that was, we had to go through course, Rhode Island gets 2 years. Massachusetts gets 2 years. Vermont gets 2 years. New Hampshire, Maine, etc. So we have to wait until all those people go through their 2 years.
Before we go to the break, there must be a way to get in touch with you or the Connecticut Square Dance Association of Square Dance Clubs.
CASDIC, the Connecticut Association of Square Dance Club, has a website, CASDIC.com. Also, you can go to GlastonburySquareDanceClub.com, CentralValleySquareDanceClub.com. You can look, and I think all those websites have links to other clubs that are in your area. We have clubs in Katona, New York, Newtown, Wilton, Connecticut, Farmington, Connecticut, Glastonbury, Enfield. Who am I missing, Deb? Sturbridge, Massachusetts. Who am I
missing? I think that's the one that I'm familiar with.
I think I got them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break on Spotlight Connecticut. Today we are talking about square dancing. And no, as we've talked about, it's not necessarily the hokey activity that you're envisioning with overalls and bare feet and hay being thrown about in a barn dancing around to fiddle music. No, that is not it at all. And it's happening here in Connecticut. I want to know why fewer and fewer people seem to know about this. It seems to be almost underground. We will tackle that question next on Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Oh yes, Barbara Streisand. She definitely is a national treasure. You may be wondering, Morgan, why did you pick Stony End to get back into the program? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because one of my buddies irked me a few days ago earlier this week. My buddy Mitch, he said, Morgan, you've turned into a total hard news personality. You're always talking about hard news. Yes, I am, during the week. There is more to me than that. Believe me, folks, there is. But he said, whatever happened to the guy that used to play Barbara Streisand on Pillow Talk on Light 100.5? Well, you know, we have a sister station here, and it's down the hall. And chances are, if you've turned on the FM dial, or maybe you've gone into a store, a grocery store, or a doctor's office, you've probably heard our sister station, Light 100.5, WRCH. And I started out there working part-time before I came over to the news world of WTIC News Talk 1080. And some of the shifts that I did were pillow.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Talk. And my buddy Mitch, who works part-time in the group, full disclosure here, he used to remember me as the Pillow Talk guy, and everybody loved me on Pillow Talk. I had a lot of fun doing it too, to be honest. And I remember one night in particular, he happened to be covering Pillow Talk and not me. And he said, "Morgan, I've got this romantic dedication that I've got to do, and I don't know what to play." And so I said, "Well, why don't you put on Evergreen by Barbara Streisand?" So ever since then, I've become the Barbara Streisand loving guy. And I guess he needs to be reminded that I still like Barbara Streisand, even though I do so much news during the week and don't get a lot of chance to talk about music. Now, talking about news during the week, one thing that I've been doing since about mid-November on WTIC during my morning news reports, I have been hitting up one store per county in kind of a holiday shopping series extravaganza, if I may. And it has taken me to some really cool places. I have met some amazing people, some brilliant Connecticut local homegrown business owners. These are people who are so devoted to what they do. They literally live and breathe their businesses from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed. They even dream about it in their sleep. These business owners are so devoted, and it just warms the cockles of my heart to see so many great people doing great things in the state. And I learned some amazing things, like the tree farm, the Allen Hill Christmas tree farm in Brooklyn, out by the border of Rhode Island and Massachusetts, pushing 200,000 trees on several hundred acres. Then there was Amato's toy shop in Middletown, plus so many other stops that I made, one per county. So what I'm going to do, because I realized that not everybody caught the little snippets of those interviews, and most of those interviews went longer, much longer than what you heard. So I am going to take all of those interviews and put them into one show. That is what we'll do next week on Spotlight Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080. I will round up all the holiday shopping interviews and put them into one convenient spot. So if you need a last-minute gift idea, or if you're waiting until last minute to get your Christmas tree, I have some ideas for you next week on Spotlight Connecticut. Well, we're talking about this week, square dancing, and not the square dancing that you might think is going on in, you know, I don't know, the 1960s, where you go out in a barn and you do the old do-si-do and overalls and you have fun that way. Maybe that is fun, okay, but if you're looking for a more modern approach, there is that going on in Connecticut with the Connecticut Association of Square Dance Clubs. That is at casdc.net, casdc.net. And there are actually some clubs here in the state, in Farmington, Glastonbury, Enfield. There's one in Newtown, I believe one in Wilton that we've been talking about as well. It's not just happening here in Connecticut. It is a national movement. It is an international movement. You learn by going to one of these clubs, and you go to these classes. You learn how to become a square dancer. Then you can go square dancing wherever any of these clubs are being held, in-state, nationally, or internationally. And I bet you had no idea any of that was happening here in Connecticut. We're talking about it this week on Spotlight CT.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Hi, this is Kevin from Bristol, and you're listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Today we are talking about square dancing on Spotlight Connecticut, WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and we're chatting with Bill Mager and also Deb Sweeney. Bill Mager is a square dance caller. Deb Sweeney is a square dancer. And we're talking about the Connecticut Association of Square Dance Clubs. You can learn more about it at casdc.net, casdc.net. Let's bring on Bill to talk about how this has been going on now since 1964. That is a long time.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Unfortunately, Morgan, I think that square dancing is probably one of Connecticut's or New England's or basically the world's best kept secret. And we all try to get out there and spread the word about square dancing, but I think square dancing has a connotation that nobody really wants to join. Like, we've done that in gym class. I know what that's about. But when they actually come to one of the lessons that I'm teaching, this is nothing like I thought it was going to be, Bill. And it's kind of refreshing to hear that. That's not exactly what they expected.
That's exactly what I thought I'm expecting. Like you said, the fiddle music, but you're playing different music. You're playing some hits that I even recognize. Like, you guys had a Motown song that was going when I was there, and you guys were practicing in Glastonbury. So could you list off, just to kind of maybe break the perception that this is like West Virginia folk songs, that's not necessarily what you guys are doing. What are some of the songs that people may recognize when they're out there dancing? Could you list some?
Yeah, we do a lot of Katy Perry. We do a lot of Michael Jackson, a lot of 80s, 70s music. We use
recognizable now. Hits.
We use stuff like Dancing Queen, Who Let the Dogs Out, just a lot of different stuff. Stuff by Fleetwood Mac, Earth, Wind, and Fire. The list goes on and on and on. Get It On, Bang a Gong. Lots of stuff. We use everything that has a nice beat to it. It's hip to be square.
Yes, hip to be square.
We're trying to modernize the activities as much as we possibly can. A lot of people used to wear Western clothes. That's starting to go by the wayside now. The music is updated. I don't think it's going to be what they expect when they walk in the door and try to learn this activity.
I want to mention, because Deb reminded me of this, that it is an international activity, isn't it, Deb?
It is. It's something that once you get through that basic set of lessons, you can dance anywhere in the world. And when you do dance anywhere in the world, no matter where you are, it is all called in English. It's in English so that you can dance anywhere. You might have a hard time with somebody's accent, but the calls that they use, they're not using their native language. They're using English. So anybody can dance anywhere, and it's pretty popular.
Haven't you told me the story that you met somebody, I think it was from Germany, they came to Connecticut? Was that you?
Yes, we had a caller that danced at the club in Enfield, at the Powder Mill Barn with the square wheels. And they came from Germany, and they called from, you know, they called there for us, and it was absolutely amazing. The beats, the songs were the same. The steps were slightly different. It was a lot of fun, but we were all able to get through it and do just fine. We danced up a storm. We had a great time that night.
Bill, what are the benefits of square dancing, right? If people are doing this around the world, other than just getting out and having a fun time, people are seeing maybe some health benefits, maybe a de-stressor, you know? So what are people around the world thinking about the benefits when it comes to square dancing?
I think it's very important mentally and for your mind, Morgan, to get out and socialize with other people. So many people, just like you said before, are on their phone and they kind of live in their own world and they don't get to socialize with anybody. I think it's very important to get out and actually have a group of people that you know every week and socialize with them. Not to mention the mental workout that you get from trying to recall the calls and process them through your head and actually execute the calls. I think that's important. And not even that, but also the exercise, the physical exercise that you actually do while you're dancing is also great for you. So you have the physical exercise, the mental exercise, the social exercise. It just hits everything that I think is important for a human being. And unfortunately, nobody knows about it.
How can we get people to know more about it? How can we get people to say, okay, I want to go out and square dance. It's almost 2023. Let's get out there. Let's meet some people. Where have we gone wrong maybe in the messaging, or where haven't we done enough messaging from your perspective as a caller, Bill?
I think we're on the right track now. We have a group of people in Connecticut now that are real go-getters, Deb being one of them. My wife was single-handedly running a lot of three of these clubs in Connecticut, and she's done a heck of a job. But now we have some new people that are joining the ranks and taking over and helping her out. And I think if we just keep on the road we're getting on right now, it's going to help the activity and help awareness of the activity. Hopefully we're on the right road. I think that the premonition that people have of square dancing, hopefully that erodes and they get out there and say, I'm going to give it a shot.
Is this something that is being taught in schools? Do you think that might be contributing? Because I could tell you, I went to elementary school 20 years ago. I'm not that old. People hear me, they think I'm older. I'm really not that old. But I don't remember being taught square dancing in elementary school, but that might have just been my school. Are you hearing that from others?
I know when I did it in square dancing in fifth grade, I believe it was, in East Hartford. I was one of those guys that I kind of enjoyed it then, but when I went and I danced to a professional square dance caller that did lessons when I was forced to go by my parents, it was not like it was in grade school at all. It was a lot different, and it was a lot more fun.
But I wonder, you know, if there's a way that we could somehow get school kids involved again in square dancing. You guys do actually have some kids. That's great. But they probably are hearing about it from parents or from maybe an aunt, an uncle, grandparent.
I would love to start a group of young people doing square dancing. I think when we were kids, when I was 13, 14 years old, we couldn't drive. But we had a bunch of kids that got together every Friday night, and we would dance in Bloomfield, Windsor, New Hartford, and East Hartford, and we would dance about 80 of us. And I'll tell you, I've never had so much fun, and that's where I met my wife. A lot of my friends have met their spouses that way. It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun back then. And it'd be nice to bring that back, but I think people are just too busy with the modern technology now, with the phones and computers and internet. We kind of forget about there's a social aspect that everybody's leaving behind.
Deb, I know that you enjoy that social aspect. And from your perspective, how could we get more people involved in square dancing in Connecticut, in New England, in the United States, and internationally? Because we're talking about an activity that takes people literally everywhere once you learn the basic skills and you go through all of your lessons. Deb, how can we possibly get more people involved?
Geez, I wish I had that answer. I guess I'd have to say, just getting people to just try it the first time, to try to push back the negative connotation from, you know, that it's a hokey Western thing and people are going to be hillbillies, and go and try it. It's good for your mind, your body, your soul, and it's just a heck of a lot of fun. It would be great if we could get some more teenagers, get it into the schools, because then the kids would be more likely to not be on their phones and would be more socially interactive.
Bill, how can people learn about lessons that are coming up? Because I know that you guys right now are in the middle of lessons, I guess, that new students aren't being accepted. But come next September and leading up to next fall, that's probably going to be different, right?
We hope so. We hope that we're always trying to recruit new dancers and new people to come into the club. We're thinking about starting another class in January. You can always go to CASDEC, which is Connecticut Association of Square Dance Clubs, CASDEC.com, or you can go to GlastonburySquareDanceClub.com and always look for more information there.
Yes, and I'll spell that out for everybody. That is CASDC.net, CASDEC.net. And there's an email, correct? Is there an email?
Deb, what's that email?
GlastonburySquares@gmail.com.
All right, I'll repeat it for everybody. GlastonburySquares@gmail.com. As we come up on kind of our final few moments here, any other stories, Bill, that you'd like to share? There are square dance cruises. You've gone out to Las Vegas, I think it was, to square dance, you and your wife and some friends. Any other fun tales?
Oh, yeah, there's square dance cruises. We're thinking about starting doing a one down in the Caribbean that we can all just fly down there, meet, hang out, do some square dancing, hang out on the beach, and have a few beers, and then go relax, have dinner, then do some more square dancing during the day and during the night. What else should I say, Deb?
There are square dance cruises that if you are interested and you are a square dancer, you can look them up. A lot of travel opportunities for people who are square dancers. I've been told recently that there's a group of people that are going to Puerto Rico that apparently square dancing is becoming a more popular activity in Puerto Rico. So a group of people are going to be heading out there and going to dance in Puerto Rico, just a group of people from Connecticut. So that would be a good adventure, too. There's really no limit once you have gotten through the basic lesson, the first 8 or 9 months of lessons. It's really a pretty easy jump to go anywhere you'd like with this activity.
Deb, I want to thank you so much for your time in coming on the show today and also getting me to go out and square dance.
Join us anytime you like, Morgan. We'd be happy to have you and bring your friends.
It was a hoot. It really was. And Bill, you're a fun caller and you're kind of like an auctioneer up there, but you actually speak at the right tempo where it's like, okay, I'm new at this and I can understand it enough to get out there, do it and have fun and learn. So you are a good and a fun teacher. It is truly an enjoyable activity, Bill.
I do. I really have a lot of fun teaching. I have a lot of fun calling, and it's always nice to show somebody the activity and to change their perception about the activity.
Thank you so much for coming on today on Spotlight Connecticut, Bill. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, sir.
Yeah, we're trying to break that perception of it being a hillbilly activity that people envision. It is instead something that singles and couples can do. There's really no dress code required at most of the clubs. There's modern music, not fiddle music, so it is something to check out. You can learn more from the Connecticut Association of Square Dance Clubs. That is casdc.net, casdc.net. Or you can also learn more by emailing and looking for more information specifically about some of the classes that might be coming up next year, starting in January, maybe later in the year in September, GlastonburySquares@gmail.com. This is WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm Morgan Cunningham, square dancing out of here for the rest of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.